Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Armor. I'm your co-host, Big Brother Boone, and I'm joined by my principal, purposeful partners in podcast prosperity.
It is Joe.
Russ.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, fellas, you know it's the holiday season.
Yep.
And you know it can be a joyful time, mm-hmm. and it can also be a stressful time. And we're going to talk about the latter. People are going through things. For a lot of people, it's been a very tough year.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, man.
That's no joke. That's an understatement. It's been tough out there for everybody.
Right, right. Being able to navigate this thing, with loss, not being able to see the gain, not mm-hmm. being able to see the blessings in the loss, man, it's tough. It's a tough journey for quite a few.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we entitled this podcast 911 for the Holidays. And during these times, people are one cross look away from snapping. They're one cross word away from snapping. And we just want to approach brothers that if you're teetering on the edge, we want to offer you hope. We want to offer you solutions. And prayerfully, you'll get back, take a look at what's going on and say, I'm going to get through this. And that's what our goal is today, to help you get through this, to give you some advice, some points in terms of how to get off that ledge.
That's it. That's it. That's that's when the topic came to you, Boone, we were talking about it. The first thing that came to my mind was what does stress look like? I look internally, obviously I look at myself because my experience is my experience. And I think part of the equation is when it comes to the holidays is the perception of, I got to get all this stuff done by the deadline, because here it is Christmas, right? Christmas is coming, New Year's is coming. So there's this perceived, again, this is just my opinion, this perception of a deadline. And so we put these pressures on ourselves, at least I do, but I got to get all this done, whether it's the office party, the family party, the shopping, making up people's, parties. Cause this time of year, people have parties, get togethers, business wise, trying to close the deal. I'm trying to close a business deal right now. And everybody is stressed trying to close it by the end of the year. So again, I think all those things pile up on top of the other drama you might going on in your life. Things aren't going right. Money's tight. COVID, as you mentioned, Joe. Man, so many things. So I think it behooves us to observe and realize all the outside pressures that are coming in on us as men in particular. So anyway, that was the first thought.
There's brothers out there now that are pacing the floor saying, I can't afford Christmas this year. And they're feeling mm-hmm. that the feeling of isolation is about to kick in. And you just don't want to be there. Because again, if somebody looks at you the wrong way, if somebody says the wrong thing to you, you might snap like a twig. We had a local story that happened fairly recently where this guy took out his ex-wife, mm-hmm. his girlfriend, and he took himself out.
Man, incredible.
And so, incredible. You got kids growing up now. They don't have mother or father.
That's right.
And you also had those kids having to stay with relatives that didn't plan this. So there's mm-hmm. collateral damage when you make a decision. And it's not about you. There are other people that will be affected by your wrong decision to do something that would be regrettable later on.
So when you talk about that, it just lends you to understand or try to see that for someone to get to that place, they've lost all hope, right? They have no hope of a continuing future. They have no hope of getting past where they are right now. Mm-hmm. And so, we yeah, all of this we're talking about here, we want to be able to say there is hope and there is a reason to continue moving forward. And sometimes it looks bleak. Sometimes it looks like there's nothing, there's no future, but there always is a future. And I know a family who's lost a number of kids, number of children, mm-hmm. to suicide.
Yeah,
you know, it's run rampant in the family, and it's like, man, you know, to get to that place of just not having any hope anymore is a very destructive place to be.
Absolutely,
for so many different reasons, right?
So many, yeah. I think part of it, as you were talking, Joe, I think going back to one of our original podcasts, and we talked about men, how we tend to be, and I'm not throwing all men in the boat, but many of us, in my experience, we tend to be on an island. And mm-hmm. we talked about this 1,000 times, how dangerous that is, yeah, especially yeah. this time of year. And I think, you know, particularly this podcast is directed to the cat, and a reminder to us three on the podcast that, you know, at any given moment, if we're not careful, we're on that island, and we don't reach out, we don't make that phone call. As you said, Boone, if we don't break the glass, right, if we don't break the emergency glass, you know, we'll be on that island by ourselves. And again, just to reiterate the obvious, but that's extremely dangerous. So I'd encourage any brother out there who looks at himself and says, you know what, that's me, I'm on the island, to wade to shore, like, you know, get off the island, reach out to somebody, reach out to us, you know, email us and say, hey, you guys hit me right where I am, and I need to know how to get back to civilization. So just a thought.
And if you're struggling with pride, if your pride won't let you make that call, won't let you connect with somebody, you got to lay that aside, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to lay that aside.
That's a word.
And reach out to someone you can trust.
That's a word.
You don't want to connect with somebody that's going to commiserate with you. That's going to say, yeah, man, it's tough for me too, bro. I'm there, bro. No, because what'll wind up happening is that you both would jump off the ledge.
Man,
we don't want that. We want somebody that's going to encourage you relative to your situation versus discouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we got podcast episode 1. We talk about accountability,
mm-hmm.
and in that we talk about not being on that island. And so now is the perfect time to reach out to somebody.
Yes.
You got to be honest with yourself too. It's, you know, it's okay to not be okay. I mean, when you get to a point where you're a minute away from snapping, you got to reach out, even if it's a family member, even if it's your family, sit around the table and say, you know, it's been a tough year, family. We're going to get through this. But if you try to take the weight of the world on your shoulders, you're going to crumble, bruh.
Yeah.
You're going to crumble.
Yeah. It's that pride. You said it. You said, you know, just to piggyback on what you said, but you said it, pride, because I'm sitting here closing my eyes thinking, what would prevent me from even knowing or recognizing the fact I'm on the island or I'm getting ready to do something? And it, pride comes, like it blares at me, because it's like, now I got this, right? I got this. I'm a man. I don't need nobody. I'm a man. I can handle that. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, sir.
And man, that pride is so powerful. And humility is the only thing that can pierce pride, in my opinion. You know, without that, man, you're a danger to yourself, man. So.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Pride before the fall, right?
Yes, sir.
They go hand in hand. So, you know, I can remember many, 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 many years where the Christmas was coming up, and I didn't have money for my kids' presents, and it all really boiled down to the year leading up to this Christmas season where I wasn't managing my money properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the end of the year, and like you said, Boone, you have this uh this deadline in front of you, like, oh Lord, here's Christmas, and what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. And I can remember so many, many seasons where I was depressed. I mean, didn't even want to, I didn't even want to look at myself in the mirror because I felt like a failure.
Right.
All over the commercialization of Christmas.
Yeah.
Come right? on, bro. Come on.
Yes, sir. Come on.
And oh, not man. Really, not really understanding or recognizing the real reason
right.
for Christmas. The real reason behind it. And so I'm spending so much time beating myself up, beating myself down, saying that, what kind of father are you? You don't even have this, you can't buy this for your kid, this and that.
Yeah.
Yep. Then when I look back on it,
lie right, after lie. Uh-huh.
Half of that stuff I bought ended up in the trash. Before the next Christmas season, all that money, all that stress, all that stuff was thrown out. And then here I was the next year going through it again, going through that cycle again.
Wow.
And what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
Right,
expecting a different result. The same thing for years.
That's crazy, Joe. That's crazy.
Yes, man. Yeah.
That is crazy. When you were saying that, you were talking, I was just, again, I know this is a future podcast, deception. The enemy, the deceiver is sitting there trying to lie to you and get you stressed and get you, lying. And I can, for me, it's the same story, Joe. The difference with me is instead of getting depressed, I would get, as my wife would say, you become a Scrooge.
Yeah,
so you know what I mean? Like, so why are you so cankerous? Got that cankerous attitude, and you're mean. And I realized it was to your point. Christmas ain't all about gifts and all that stuff, man. Oh, so so I get it. I get it.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yes, sir.
I raise my hand, as Russell. Russell G right there.
That's an interesting point that you just made, Russ, because that's the reality of it as well.
Yeah.
From one extreme to the depression of it and feeling not good enough or feeling as though you're a failure to the other extreme of getting angry about it because of the same issue. The same root is causing two different issues. And I've experienced both of those the same season.
Yeah, right.
Depression and anger and all of this. And so then to your point, or your earlier point, Boone, getting to the point of anger where something snaps and it doesn't take much to send you over the edge. Man. And that you've either hurt yourself, and the collateral damage behind that, hurting the families, the children, the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the friends, the coworkers, you name it. It goes on and on and on. And a lot of people will be left picking up the pieces after the fact. So, man, it's so critical to understand that Christmas is not about buying stuff.
No.
Christmas is about recognizing who Jesus is and this is the celebration of his birth,
right?
And being able to connect with your family truthfully, if you're in a bad place,
mm-hmm.
Being able to say, hey, this year is tough, but we will get through it.
Right.
But you definitely have to have a connection with Jesus, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
to be able to walk that walk with confidence that you're going to get through it. It's easy to say it. There's a difference to believe it.
Yes, it is.
I know there's a brother out there thinking now, I can talk about Jesus and I believe Jesus, but I got to face my kids.
Yeah.
And my kids have been on social media. They see what other kids are getting.
Right.
They see what what other families on the same block with what their kids are going to get.
Right.
So how do you address that?
So you want the old school, the 1960 Joe, or you want the new school?
So are you asking me if I want Joe BC, Joe before Christ? Is that what you
right? Do you want BC? Joe
BC? You can give me both flavors, bro. Just give me both. You can give me both flavors.
Please, I'm curious.
You're curious about that?
I want to hear it, Joe. Please.
So Joe before Christ is like, sit down there, shut up. You'll be all right.
Hey, that's good. That's good, boy. That's good. That's good.
Joe after Christ is like, you know, understand that even though we can't have these material things,
yeah,
my love for you is going to be greater than any of these things that I could afford, and it will last. Whereas all of this stuff, all of this material is going to come and go. Wow. It's fleeting. And so that's where I would be this time around.
Man, drop that mic right there. Just drop that. Say that one more time. You said love. The love with what now?
The love that I have for them. The love that I have for you.
Will last forever?
Will last forever.
Come on, man.
That's good. That's good stuff.
That is good, man. That's as powerful as it gets right there. If you can't hear that, you might want to check your thermostat, because that's as good as it gets right there.
Yeah. But you know, it's hard to be correct there, because you know, the rejection that you might receive from after saying that.
Right.
You can say that with all honesty in your heart, and you mean it, and you can still be rejected. So then you have to be able to handle that. And that's why I say we need Christ with us to be able to get past it, get through it, because on our own, we will revert right back to sit down and shut up.
either that, or we'll find ourselves at the bar, bitterness, anger, and resentment.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And we get flooded. You guys alluded to earlier, we get flooded with TV commercials. You see the big bow on the big ride, and
How about that? How about that?
And if your boo is watching that, it's like you sitting next to her. It's like, you know, here we go again. You know, I gotta think about getting that ride with the big bow. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
If it's going to put you in a position that you're going to regret, I mean, there are people that make decisions that happen for things that happen on December 25th that they're going to wind up paying until the next December 25th.
Amen.
Man, yeah.
You know.
Been there, done that one.
Done that.
Yes, I have. Whew, man. Don't step on my toes, Boone. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Good gracious. Like, punch me in the face.
Yeah. All right. So
I get it.
We're gonna take a short break, and then we'll come back and wrap this thing up.
All right. Good conversation.
With a bow on top.
Yep. Ready. Love it.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, be a transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boone. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor, Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time. We're back. We're back.
All right.
All right. So
you said that like a question. We're back.
We're back. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
All right. So, you know, in earlier podcasts, we've talked about, as I mentioned earlier, the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, and the danger in trying to compare our situation with other people's situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And comparison is a very dangerous game.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Things that go on at next door are not the same things that happen at your crib. So their situations are different. Mm-hmm. And we certainly don't want to get into the game of, you know, comparing what they have versus what we have, and what they don't have, and what we don't, and what we do have, that kind of thing.
Right.
But what I'm trying to say, brothers, is at the end of the day, when you get into a situation where you are teetering on the edge, reach out, ask for counsel. And you brothers that have a relationship with the Lord, ask God to help you.
Yeah.
You know, he'll give you grace for the journey. The journey may be arduous. The journey is a process, but he'll give you that grace to get you through this time. And you know you're going to come out and say, I ain't going out like that.
Right.
I ain't going out like that. I'm going to beat this thing. I'm going to beat this season of depression, season of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it on your own.
It's powerful you said that, because one thing that I love about my relationship with God, in particular through Christ, is the fact that Christ says, and he says this to his disciples, take on my yoke, because my yoke is light. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but once you actually own that, the power in that for me is that when I do get depressed, when I get overwhelmed, and I get into my closet and I pray and I meditate, the fact that I can literally throw that issue I have on him. And the way I talk, you guys have heard me, you know, how I talk to God. I'll sit there, and as I'm in my devotional and what I'm going through, and it's just such a beautiful thing, I'll sit there and go, I said, God, you got to take this, man. Like that's how I talk to the Holy Spirit. You got to take this, Father. Like, I can't do this. I don't have the power. I'm stressed. I'm at my wit's edge. My edge in terms of my spirit, and you got to take it. And you said, Christ said that, take on my yoke. So I'm standing on the foundation of that word. I believe that word. And when I throw it over to him, my constant goal is to never take it back. And I wish I could say I don't take it back, but there's every once in a while I do. But when I'm in my right season, right mind, and I'm riding on my horse, man, I throw that thing over there and I'm not thinking about it again. And that's a powerful place to be, because as you said, Boone, we cannot do this ourselves. This journey is too hard. There's too many stresses. So
yeah,
I just love the fact I can throw that on Christ.
I mean, his word tells us to cast our cares on him, for he cares for us.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The issue that some brothers have is that they don't want to cast the cares. No, I got this. And no. God is like, okay, you got it. I'm going to take my hands off of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Real talk. Yeah,
that's an issue. But the other issue is that some guys, myself included, have said that, you know, I'm not worthy of God helping me on this situation, because I've done so many. I haven't been there with him. I haven't talked to him. I haven't, you know, accepted him in my life, or haven't been living living a godly life. So then why would he help me?
Yeah.
You know, that's another ploy of the enemy to have you thinking that way, to get you to a place of not even asking for God's help, because he'll tell you in a minute, he'll be right there whispering in your ear.
Yep.
Man, you're not worthy of this, man. Why would God listen to you? You've done this, you've done that. You haven't done this, or you haven't done that.
Right.
And the reality is, God is just, he's waiting. He's just waiting so patiently with loving arms to receive us back and show us
how
much he loves us. But
absolutely,
we will, you know, we'll do the damage ourselves.
listen to the lie. That's what we
do. Self-inflicted wounds.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah. Embrace it.
We've all done it. We all done it. Still all fighting it. We all fight it every day. I dare all three of us right now. We could list a few things right now that possibly this week we listen to the enemy. You know, maybe not for a long time, but we listened to his whisper for a hot second. I know I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you better get out of my life because I can't mess with you right now. That's how you got to talk to him, man, because it's real, man. This warfare is daily.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's why we have the whole armor.
That's right. That's right.
Inside the armor.
Inside the armor.
And we need the whole armor.
Good gracious.
Man, so, you know, going again, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 talks about the whole armor. And when we have the armor on, that's what protects us against those things that the enemy will try to attack us with. So it's important to understand it so that you can put it to use. How many times, oh man, talk about Christmas. Okay, we talk about, I can remember one Christmas, I bought a train set for my son, right?
Okay.
And so I sat up half of the night putting this train set together and, you know, trying to make it look like those train sets that I see on TV with the trees and the.
Sure, sure.
And if you would have seen the outcome of that mess, but I was doing it without any instructions.
Okay. Right?
So I'm doing this based on what I envision this train set should look like, mm-hmm. as opposed to going to the manual
to show
me exactly how to put it together so that it will look like the picture of the set.
Wow.
So a lot of times that's what we do when we go through life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We look at the outward and we see all of these images of what life is supposed to look like.
Okay.
So then we try to mirror that image instead of going to the manual to see how we're supposed to put it together so we can end up with that picturesque life.
Oh, deep.
So now what manual are we talking about? So we're talking about this manual that I like to call basic living before living eternally, or basic living, basic
instructions.
Basic instruction before living eternally. Get it out.
Leaving Earth.
Well, I say it, living eternally.
Both ways. Yeah.
Right.
Both,
before leaving Earth.
And living
eternal. Living eternally.
Eternally. Because, I like it. I love it.
Because, you know, if we don't get the basics,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know if we're going to be living eternally. We're going to live eternally somewhere.
Somewhere, man. Ooh, like, that's another podcast right there.
Shout out to Reverend Berkeley, who shouts out his mother.
Yeah.
It's either going to be the smoking section or the non-smoking section. Your choice.
That's good. That's good.
But anyway.
Yeah,
I digress. So, back to the instruction manual. Using the instruction manual in order to get past those moments of hopelessness.
Yes, I like it.
I talked a long time to get to that point. Did that make sense?
It made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense, sir.
Yep, a lot of sense.
So. You've helped a brother that is struggling and they're going through, they don't know which way to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned earlier, it's wise to seek counsel. It's wise to ask God to help you.
Yeah.
Because this is bigger than you.
So you're saying it's not about me?
No. No, it's and we got a episode that deals with purpose. I believe that's episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you gotta get back in the game. You know, we use sports analogies here. You gotta get back in the game. You may have thrown an interception. You got to have a short memory and get back in the game.
Yeah.
You may have fumbled, away opportunities. Yeah. You got to get back in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the enemy is going to want to bench you. The enemy is going to want to say, you know, get somebody else in there because you're stinking up the joint.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to go out like that. The issue is you making a connection.
A decision. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. A decision.
Make a decision right now.
Yes.
That's really good. I agree. I was listening. You brought that earlier. That cat that took out his girlfriend and his ex-wife and all that. I was saying to myself, man, like that one decision. And we already talked about it, but the fact that had he made a decision towards the light, in other words, reach out to a brother, and just say, hey, man, I'm going through this, and this. How that one reach out could have saved several lives, you know, multiple lives, as you said, Boone, in terms of the people that affected, but that one decision could have saved multiple heartaches. Anyway, I just thought about that. That's really powerful.
It is.
And if you're a brother that's not struggling, you got your stuff together,
right?
You don't have the stress that we've alluded to earlier. You may know someone. You may know a brother that is like real close to snapping.
Man,
you got to read it. You have a responsibility. You have a spiritual responsibility to reach out to that brother, because again, it's not about you. And God forbid if that brother was to do something that took some people out, took himself out. Mm-hmm. And you knew that he was struggling. Whew. That blood is going to be on your hands, bro.
Man, that's a lot of weight.
You got to reach out. You got to reach out because you know that he's so prideful that he's not going to come to you. You need to reach out to that brother and say, yo, bro, I know it's a stressful time. I just don't want you to do something that you're going to regret. I don't want you to do something that your family is going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hold that brother accountable.
Yeah.
And the brother that took out his ex-wife and his girlfriend, nobody held him accountable. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he didn't reach out. Perhaps he didn't even have a relationship with the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
And if you have that brother in your life who might not have a relationship with the Lord, now is the perfect time.
Yeah.
To reach out. There is room in the end.
There is room in the end. Great word.
When Christ was born, Joseph and Mary went from pillar to post trying to find some place to lay down their heads. And every time they went to an inn, there was no room. There is room.
Mm. That's good. That's real good.
And I know in another episode, we had talked about being able to help. Like you said, it's not about you, being able to help someone else. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself at a place of depression or a place of hopelessness, you can always help someone else through volunteering, you know, reaching out in a way that it takes that focus off of you and it puts you in a place of pouring into someone else. And you may find that just that small moment in time will bring you out of what you're going through, because you are actually helping someone else go through a situation. And it's power in that.
There is
so much power in that.
So much. Yeah. I learned that through discipleship, our discipleship ministry. One thing I learned, and I think it's a key point here for anyone listening, and a reminder to us, when that brother, because we're talking about men, when that brother's spirit comes across your mind, that friend, that family member, whatever, reach out to that cat. Call him or send a text message, because that spirit, that spiritual prick, if you will, that came into a pricking of your spirit, that little touching of in the spiritual realm of that person's spirit to your spirit, that connection was meant for a reason. It wasn't meant for you to, oh, I'm just thinking about Joe, or I'm thinking about, you know, Daryl, I'm thinking about, you know what I mean? No. Call that brother or text him, say, hey, man, how you doing, man? How you doing, brother? And you'd be surprised how powerful you could make a difference in someone's life by just reaching out to ask them how they are.
Yeah.
Right. I think that is so, and I try to do much better at that. You know, when you guys are on my spirit, I just text you, hey, man, how y'all doing? Or what's up? Because, you know, we're all connected, man. It's a, like you said, Boone, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about a much bigger purpose. And again, I implore people to stay in the flow, flow through the blessings and the light that God offers.
Yeah, man. So look, I don't know. Spirit told me to pray about this thing, man. Y'all, can I pray with y'all?
Amen. Amen.
Father God, glory to your name. Father, we thank you for this day, your mercies, your grace. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us today just to speak life into someone, Father. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will be with them, that they will recognize their need for you, Father, and they will reach out to you. That they understand, Father, whoever it is that I'm praying for, all of the people who don't know you, that they will seek to find out more about you, Father. I pray for those who did know you and walked away, that they will come back with open hearts, like the prodigal son, just wanting to be close to you again, Father. And I pray for those who are unsure, that they will seek to get assurance from you about who they are and what they mean to you, Father. As we pray for all of those who just have lost their way, who may be teetering on losing hope, who may be struggling with depression, who may be struggling with isolation, Father, bring them forth. Let them know that you are with them, that you have never left them nor forsaken them, and that they have a friend in you, they have comfort in you, and they can get through this moment. They can get through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't give up. Yeah. Keep striving. Keep moving forward, Father. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. And we lay them at your altar because we know that you know exactly what the struggle is. So within Jesus' name, we give you honor, glory, and praise, and we thank you for this opportunity. Amen.
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 Awesome. Amen. Yeah, that was good, bro.
So as we wrap up, not only another episode, but a wrap up a season. This is our initial season.
Yeah. How about that?
Inside the Armor.
Yes.
We are so blessed that you've taken the time out to listen to three jacked up jokers.
Good gracious.
And we hope and pray that we have been impactful, that we have been influencers for the kingdom.
Yeah.
We pray that we have touched lives in such a way that someone who was on the edge before listening to a podcast decided to take a few steps back, decided to say, I ain't going out like that, decided to reach out to get accountability, decided to reach out to find out what their purpose is. That's our prayer.
Yeah.
That's our prayer that in this season, you have found us to be brothers that you want to tune into. And not only that, but share. So, you know, that's what I want to say, fellas, that we've done 16 episodes. And the fact that we're still doing episodes is testament to God's grace.
Holy Spirit.
And the fact that people are listening, people are being helped.
Yes.
All glory goes to God.
Amen.
All glory.
They haven't pulled the plug on us yet.
Not yet. I'm going to piggyback on that, Boone. I am thankful for this season. Thankful for, listeners. Thankful for you, YouTube Bamas. Appreciate y'all's spirit, man. This has been a great year despite the challenges. We alluded to the challenges and the stresses of 2021, but I will also say that the deceiver is a liar. I don't believe the negativity, although I see it. I feel it at times, but I don't believe it in its entirety in terms of being the destiny or being my destiny. I believe that it is happening for reasons. The struggle has been allowed in my life personally, you know, with all this, to observe, to learn, to get stronger, to be better, to be more of a to be more of a friend, be more of a brother, be more of a spiritual leader, more of a mentor. You know what I mean? Like, all those things come to mind. And again, I just want to close in saying that I'm very thankful for 2021 and what it has brought to my life. And I'm looking forward to 2022, God willing, because it's not here yet. And I'm not counting tomorrow, but I am prayerful that I will see tomorrow. So I just thank God for the opportunity of this podcast and appreciate you guys.
Yeah, this has been a great journey. And I look forward to what's coming in the future. And just want to go back to the playbook that I alluded to. If you had an opportunity, we're talking sports analogies. If you had an opportunity to go into a game against your biggest opponent, mm-hmm. and you had a book in front of you, or you had a play, a program in front of you that guaranteed you success.
Okay.
That guaranteed you the victory.
Right.
Because the victory is already won. Mm. It would make sense to take the time to look at the playbook. Everybody, I'm telling you guys, you have already won. You just have to go through the different battles along the way. But you are a winner at the end. You are a conqueror of great things. So don't ever be despaired to the point where you lose hope, because the playbook tells me that you have won.
Thank you, Deke. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's good.
And brothers, I pray that you all have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
Please.
That 2022 would be your year.
Yeah. Yes.
And we pray for God's grace to get through the end of 2021.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And just make every day that you're above ground and perpendicular, just make it a good day. It is a good day.
It is a good day.
Yes, it is.
The fact that you were able to get up out of bed, it wasn't the smell of bacon and coffee and the alarm. It wasn't the alarm that woke you up. It was God's grace that woke you up. Amen. And the fact that he allowed you to see another day means that you got another day to get it right. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.